Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich. And today, we're talking about the NBA. Okay. Let me just shift to this, guys, today. We all know the NBA will be starting on 31st of July. And All eyes directed to LeBron James. You know, everybody would like to see, everybody want to watch and see how he's going to turn up on the NBA. Obviously, on that bubble in Orlando. And, for me, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to see LeBron perform. And, people talk too much. And something that's out there, obviously, is if he's going to reach Michael Jordan. As far as I'm concerned, LeBron right now is the number one in the world. He's the number one in the world, and he's sitting on the same table with Michael Jordan. That's it. I don't care. You know, I'm not trying to say that there's only one GOAT. Why we can't have two GOAT? Why not? I mean, Michael Jordan played on his era. This is LeBron James' era. He is the number one superstar right now in the world. He's the best. I just don't understand why they want to downgrade LeBron James, you know, and, you know, just because he has only three championships. I just don't get that. He's going to get. I mean, as far as I'm concerned right now, with what's going on, I'm very confident that LeBron James will definitely win his fourth ring. I'm not playing. I'm not here to say, oh, no, he's going to win. And I'm going to give you a few reasons why I believe that he's going to win. Now, let me just start, obviously, when he was first drafted. When he was first drafted by Cleveland, he was called what we call the chosen one. He was the chosen one. Like, we all knew, as soon as he turned up to the NBA, he's going to be big, he's going to be a superstar. We all knew that. And it turns out, yeah, everybody was right. Sometimes you see one of those players coming up, you know, on the draft, you just know this is going to be one hell of a player. You just know. Nobody's going to stop that dude. You go to Cleveland, they've got nothing over there, obviously, to help him to win any championship. He then decide to take his turn to Miami. In Miami, obviously, with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, he win two championships. The guy is doing what he's supposed to do. You know, don't blame the guy. He is just too good. I don't know why people are talking. He won two championships with Miami. He then decide, okay, guys, now I know how to win a championship. I'm going to take my turn back home at Cleveland, the Cavs. He's going back to the Cavs. And then for the first time in the lifetime, he brought a championship to the Cavs. He won. He brought the champions to the final over there in Cleveland back in 2016. So, that's three championship. And then what happened? Guess what happened? Kevin Durant played for OKC. He was like, he couldn't win anything with OKC. Decided to join 73-win team of Golden State and changed the whole mindset. I'm telling you right now, If Kevin Durant stay at OKC, LeBron now is talking, we're talking about 4 or 5 championship right now, because I don't think Golden State is beating LeBron again. I don't think so. It changed, I mean, that move from Kevin Durant all the way to OKC changed everything completely. Now, after that, what happened? LeBron then decided to move again. Now, bear in mind, he won at Miami, he won at Cleveland. Is going out to the Lakers. They haven't won for the past 10 years now. The last time they won a championship in LA, that was back in 2010. Since then, no championship. Now, what's happening now? This is 2020. What do we get? God, what a hell of a year we're getting right now. We have the passing of Kobe Bryant. One of the great in LA. And, you know, for the Lakers and all that. That's crazy. He passed away. He left. First of all, he retired, then he left. and he passed away, obviously, you know, with that massive accident he had with his 700 people, including his own daughter. And then what we have? We have the COVID-19. Because of COVID-19, there's a lockdown. 3 months, everybody go home. You need to go home. Stay over there and wait until you get a call, you know, from the COVID commissioner and NBA to get you back in. Right? And during that lockdown, what do we get? We get police brutality with the George Floyd murder in front of everybody. So all that going on. And then NBA decide, okay, guys, you know what? You know, we've got money here that we might have to pay back to the, you know, to the TV people if we don't go back and play. So what do you guys decide to do? We have to come back and play. And guess what? We have to make or organize some sort of bubble for you guys to go and finish the season and go down and play the playoff game and find out who's going to win the championship. Now, 3 months after, fast forward, those guys are sitting right now in a bubble in Orlando waiting to start the season to start on in by the end of the month, on 31st of July. Come on, man. This is adversity after adversity. This is not all. What happened next? He lose Avery Bradley. You know, he's one of the good, I mean, he's a good player. He bring about 12 points every game. Lose him, it's not coming, obviously. You know, they have an option, most players in the NBA right now, they have an option to turn up if they feel like they, you know, if they want to. If they don't, then they can decide to stay home. And now, he's losing Rondo as well for the next 6 or 7 weeks because of an injury. All that. In the space of, you know, a month. And he need to go out there, perform, and try to win that fourth ring. Now, bear in mind, people are holding him accountable as the leader. And they want him to pass. They're thinking, and also talking about the fact that he need to be at the same level of Michael Jordan if we want him to talk, if we want him to put, you know, in that same conversation as the GOAT. I'm thinking, boy, what does these guys have to do for people to understand that he is the greatest of all time for his era? Let me be clear again. I'm not saying he is better than Michael Jordan. I'm just saying he is the greatest of all time for his era. That's it. Why somebody who like to, you know, why people are trying to put Jordan and LeBron against each other all the time? I just don't get that. Michael Jordan plays his own era. He play, you know, he play on his, that was his time back in the day. And he was the best. I mean, the reason why people say he's the best of all time, obviously, because he changed the culture of the whole NBA. Not only back in America, but also internationally. You know, you go, if I go right now somewhere in the countryside and ask anybody back home in Africa, who's Michael Jordan? They will tell you they know Michael Jordan. They maybe don't know LeBron James, but they know Michael Jordan. That's okay. But all I'm saying is, there's always somebody first, yeah. But somebody else, you know, somebody else is always coming, you know, just to do whatever better you used to do. I mean, LeBron just changed the culture in terms of, you know, playing movement in the NBA. He changed that completely. LeBron James talked more than Michael Jordan used to when he talk about social inequality. LeBron James is always up there. LeBron James has his own school, you know. Back at Cleveland, he is doing a lot for the society. I'm not saying that Michael Jordan is not doing, he's doing that, obviously. But I'm just saying LeBron brought a different type of power, player power in the NBA that we've never seen before. I mean, because of LeBron James now, you know, most players now are making, I mean, NBA players now are making tons and tons of money using short period of the contract. This is why, because of LeBron James, he brought that type of former in the NBA for the player. Now a player understand what type of power that they have. Now a player making move, LeBron James make his own move. When he want the player, they bring the player in. This is how LeBron James move now. And this is basically that former now is been used by most top player in the NBA. And you have to put it down to LeBron James. And let me just come back again why I believe that LeBron is more likely. And not even more likely, I think he's going to win that fourth ring this season. I think he's going for that. I told you exactly, there's so much motivation right now that he had. I mean, one of them obviously is the, you know, Kobe Bryant passing. This is, it's been tough for the Lakers nation, for LeBron. You know, I mean, Kobe was one of his mentors. And also, you know, the fact that, you know, there's been no championship, you know, for the Lakers for the past 10 years. This is something that is working. I mean, he's been talking about that. And we know how craving, you know, those people, those fans from LA are looking forward to get a championship from LeBron. And the next up is what? You know, that police brutality and social inequality. You know, most thing at the moment right now, people will be waiting and see and listen LeBron, you know, talking, you know, especially him talking to the press and figure, you know, just to listen what type of message he would put out there against police brutality, against social inequality. So all eyes will be open right now just to watch the guy perform. The next thing, obviously, is legacy. His legacy is out there. People are talking about the fact that he need to win about, he need to reach 6 ring, you know, to be able to be talked up to go. I just don't think so. As far as I'm concerned, you know, last time when he won, you know, back in 2016, when he won that championship with Cleveland, as far as I'm concerned, he was there. He was up there with Michael Jordan. Right there with Michael Jordan. Right there with Michael Jordan. So, I just don't get that. And another thing, maybe, is looking forward is to win that ring. The reason why is probably going to be one of, maybe one of the players just winning the championship with 3 different teams. He won with Miami, he won with Cleveland, he won to win with Lakers. How great that would be if he can bring that on. With all that goes on in 2020, you know, with COVID-19, you know, the George Floyd movement, the Kobe passing, his legacy all together. If LeBron James can pull that off this season, I don't know. I don't know what the hater of out there will say now. I just don't know. Are they going to try to say, oh, now you need to win another 2 to match Michael Jordan? I don't know. But right now, LeBron is at the top of the top, man. I don't know what else people are looking for to get from that dude. He did what he had to do. His leadership is great. Most players love playing with him. Most players, they all want to come and play with LeBron. They want to come and play with LeBron. His communication skills, especially when he's on the court, you can tell as a leader. You've seen what he did when he was at Cleveland with nothing around. Nothing around. He carried the whole team all the way. Obviously, with Kyrie Irving. Yeah, I'll give you that. That was number 2. But, you know, we all know he carried all that team all the way to the championship and won that for them against Golden State. I just don't know what else, you know, you guys, you know, LeBron need to do. I mean, leadership is there. You know, the adversity, you know, take all the pressure all the time. He's taking most of the pressure all the time. Every time, right now, of course, everybody's talking about 6 losses, 6 final losses. You know, the blame goes on his. Take all the pressure all the time. When the team is not working or something is wrong, LeBron. Everything is all about LeBron. He's taking all that on his shoulder because that's the leader that he is. He's only 35 years old. I believe that, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not making any excuse. If he doesn't win, but I believe he'll win this season. If he doesn't win, I mean, he's great. He's done good for the NBA, he's done good for the community, he's done good for the world of basketball. I just don't know what else, you know, LeBron need to do out there. And reason why, you know, one of the things that people are talking about, and people obviously, you know, there's always so many stats out there, people are talking about 8 players in history who are having more or less 4 titles. You know, we talk about the Kobe Bryant, Michael Johnson, you know, the Tim Duncan, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, Shaq, and Tony Parker. So we want to put LeBron, obviously, on that bracket as well, if he win that 4th ring. And he will get there. I think he will definitely get there. I mean, Michael Jordan, obviously, won 6 rings. He won 6 rings with Chicago. And I would say, you guys know, if you stay in one place, and I'm not making any excuse, but all I'm saying is, Michael Jordan won 6 rings in one place only. That's Chicago Bulls. He understands the place. He understands to win. You know, he had enough player. He had Scotty Pippen around him. So everything was there for him to win. He had one of the best manager, team manager, general manager. You know, he knew how to draft player. He knew what type of player needed around, obviously, Michael Jordan to win. I mean, LeBron James had to go and, you know, make his own run, make his own call, basically get player coming over to play with him. That's different. LeBron James was the GM. He was the coach. He is the player. He was everything. But still, and then he had to go on the court, play, and bring those championships in there. I mean, I just don't get that. I mean, that dude, when he goes to bed, I just don't know. I don't know if he's drinking so many paracetamol. I just don't know if I would take that type of pressure. This is hard, guys, people. This is hard. You guys know, if you go from one job, let's just say you won, you know, you work in one place, and then you move from that place to another. You need to get to that place. You need to learn how those people work. You need to learn the culture of that company. And then maybe, if you're lucky enough to have good people around you, you can be successful. Then you decide to move again somewhere else. And then you need to reset the whole thing again and learn. It's hard. As opposed to somebody staying in one place and one place only. And that's the reason why, you know, let me take you back to football a little bit when I talk about Ronaldo against Messi. I mean, I always say that. I know Ronaldo is that CEO. He can make money. He made money with multiple companies. He won with Manchester United. He won with Real Madrid. Now he's winning with Inter Milan. Juventus for Ronaldo. As opposed to Messi, for example, has been winning only with Barcelona. You know, since he was a child, he's been playing for Barcelona, and that's always that comparison that I always do between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. The fact that LeBron James has to go through so many, you know, has to go through three or four, you know, had to go through three franchises basically to win the championship, as opposed to Michael Jordan staying in Chicago Bulls only and winning there. So you have to factor that in as well. You know, knowing the same place, knowing the same people, you know, where to park your car and all that, that count. As opposed to somebody else like LeBron, you have to learn the new culture. You have to go and find some new people. You need to teach people how. I mean, it's completely different. And still, the pressure is on you to bring the championship. I mean, as I say again, Lakers haven't won for the past 10 years now. So right now, everybody, all eyes on LeBron to bring that championship to the Lakers. And not only just for him from his legacy, but also for the people in LA, you know, after the Kobe passing. So that's going to be so interesting to see how that's going to pan out. I mean, since those players moved to the bubble, you know, I haven't really heard about LeBron talking or complaining. You know, you guys probably heard about some player complaining about the food and maybe size of the bedroom and all that. But no, nothing from LeBron. He's focused right now. He knows. He knows the job is on now. He understands. He's 35 years old. This thing doesn't last too long. You know, next season, 36, 37, that's too hard. I'm looking at his point right now. He's talking about 34 points. You know, he averaged during games. And about 10 assists for each game. So, you know, by the age of 35, that's too much. I mean, that is taxing his body over and over and over. So by the age of 35, right now, this is what he's doing. I won't expect him to do that next season or maybe the season after. I expect him to play until he's 39 or 40 years old. But as you all know, I mean, he's been to final after final after final after final. At some point, somebody else will have to carry the team. But this season has to be, this COVID season, NBA has to be LeBron's season. And I believe that he will be successful. He just need to have his number two, Anthony Davis, basically to turn up and play as, you know, like all-star. He just need to turn up as an all-star. Because LeBron right now, I'll be tough. But with all that motivation, the Kobe passing, you know, the COVID-19 or police brutality, social injustice, you know, the Lakers having, you know, not winning for the past 10 years. I just feel like LeBron right now has the fire. He has the fire in him right now to bring that championship and that ring back to the Laker Nation. Okay, guys, thank you very much. That's all I have for you today. Hope you have a nice day, and I speak to you again tomorrow. Thank you then. Bye.